Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast to start an amazing week. We're getting ready to sit down with listener Jacqueline to talk about her great trip down to Walt Disney World. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at The Wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. I'm going to start off with the website today, thewisdomofwalt.com. Drop by there because you now have two amazing options for great reads here in the fall. You've got the original, The Wisdom of Walt, which takes you out to Disneyland, and author Jeff Barnes walks you through all the lessons Walt Disney himself left us in the original theme park out in Anaheim. But now you have a great second read. It's Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, set down at Walt Disney World with more lessons that Walt Disney left us in his dreams and his visions and how to inspire us to live our best lives. Just drop by thewisdomofwalt.com today or go through Amazon. You can pick up a hard copy, soft cover, ebook, or audio version to make today an awesome day. Make your life better with a little Disney touch. Check them out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For less than $15, you get awesome information that's going to make planning that next Disney or Universal getaway smooth and easy. And then once you arrive, you're going to have the information everybody else wish they had to get around the crowds and have a great time. Check them out today. It's going to make your next awesome, your vacation awesome. Check them out. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1237 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Hope that Monday is going well for you. We're here mid-October now, you know, Halloween just around the corner. Hopefully you have that costume picked out and hopefully it's cooling off wherever you are here in the world listening to the show. Nothing better to start a new week than to talk Disney. And we're actually going to look forward to not Halloween today. We're going to have a great trip report about Thanksgiving time last year, because before you know it, it's going to be time to cook the bird and sit around and watch football here in the States. But I'd like to do that some year down at Walt Disney World myself. So joining me from down in Plano, Texas, by way of Kansas City, Missouri, back in the day, we have Jackie. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on the show here. And so now let me ask you this, because you are from the Midwest, from Kansas City originally, now down in Plano, Texas for the last few years. Do you now wear cowboy hats, and do you have an accent developed by now?
I do not wear cowboy hats, but I do say y'all pretty frequently.
All right, fair enough. And now, are you still true to the, here's the big question, are you still true to your Kansas City Royals? Because I know the parishes are listening from over at Wedway Radio.
I am, actually. I'm a huge Royals fan, so I get sent all the merchandise from my parents that still live there. So
I like the Royals too. They're my American League team. Unfortunately, neither one of our teams are playing right now because it is mid-October. We're almost good enough. We talked about that before we started recording, but not quite. Maybe the Stros are doing well. We don't know. We're recording this one a little bit early, so maybe a little Texas in October. We should see that this year.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about your trip, and tell us, you know, when did you guys go down, and who traveled with you, and let's get the mechanics of it down there, and then let's dive into the planning and all that good fun stuff.
So we left on the Friday before Thanksgiving. I think it was November 18th, and we stayed all the way through Thanksgiving Day. So we actually flew home on Thanksgiving Day. And it was myself, my husband, my 5-year-old daughter, my 3-year-old son, and our 4-month-old son, and then my husband's parents, his mom and dad.
All right, so let me ask you this real quick so I don't miss this, because I'm curious about this, and I think a lot of our listeners may be in this kind of a situation here coming up, you know, 6 weeks from now. What's it like traveling on Thanksgiving Day itself? It would seem to be slow and there's good deals out there because most people probably tend to want to be, you know, with family and friends and watching football or, you know, eating turkey. So how is that traveling on that actual holiday?
It was actually perfect. We flew back to Dallas from Orlando. Neither airport was crowded at all. We walked right through security, especially, which is really nice when you have three tiny kids and a double stroller and what feels like a pack mule going through the airport. Even when we got back to Dallas, there was hardly anybody at the airport, and the flights were a lot cheaper for us to fly back on that day. Originally, we were thinking about coming back the Friday after, but we just decided to come back on Thanksgiving because it was so much cheaper. It saved us about $150 a ticket. So
wow, that's a lot. I mean, for that many people too, that could be over $1,000. You know, for just
yeah.
So, now,
and
did you,
I mean, we
go ahead.
We had no, you know, qualms about missing like Thanksgiving dinner or anything like that. Like my mother-in-law and I were just happy that neither one of us had to cook. So
that's actually what I was going to ask. I was like, did you regret not having Thanksgiving and sitting around eating turkey and watching football and all that?
No, it ended up we were in the Magic Kingdom on Thanksgiving Day and it was perfect. So.
Yeah, that'll work. I could take that some year. As much as I like watching the Packers and the Lions and everybody play on Thanksgiving, I could do the Magic Kingdom. And
no.
I'll get a turkey sandwich.
The one thing, my husband was a little upset because, you know, the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving Day. So he had to watch that game partially in the airport. But other than that...
Nowadays, it's not too hard. You know, they're on all of our devices. You know, you could actually watch the game right there as you're standing in line for Space Mountain or something. So anyway, Thanksgiving's a big holiday for me. You get to eat and you get to watch football. There's really nothing better. So anyway, let's get back to the planning of your Disney trip. That's why folks are here. So you got this larger group. You know, you have the grandparents going along. How does the planning of this and how do you settle on, you know, this resort, this time of year? How do you get everybody kind of on the same page as far as this is when we want to do and what we want to do?
Well, originally, okay, so I just had our youngest son in July and I was on maternity leave and I thought, what better to do while I'm on maternity leave than plan a Disney World trip? So I've got nothing better to do, right?
Good stuff.
And so my husband and I decided that we were just going to go with the five of us. And we were going to go Thanksgiving break because he's a teacher. And so that's the first major break that he was going to have off. And so we had already booked everything and we had decided Art of Animation just because we have little kids and we like the idea of the, you know, kind of the over the top decorations. And the last time we had gone, we'd stayed off property. So we really wanted to stay on property this time. And we went ahead and booked a family suite in the Lion King section. That was my son's favorite movie at the time. And then we told my in-laws that we were going to Disney World for Thanksgiving. And they were like, well, what are we going to do around like for Thanksgiving? We're like, well, you guys can come with us if you want. There's room in our suite. So they're like, sure, we'll come with you. So they just kind of tagged along.
Once you get down there, you know, and you arrive, well, first of all, let me just ask you this, because you had the three small kids, you said it was, you know, traveling on Thanksgiving worked out well for you, but were there any lessons learned as far as the travel, you know, the packing, stuff like that? Because I know so many of our listeners are planning first time trips and they have kids and that's a huge concern. And now you've been there, done that. So any advice for somebody traveling with young kids?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we travel a lot with our kids, even our other two when they were really small. So our biggest thing this time around was that we actually almost missed our flight down to Orlando because my youngest, who is 4 months old, was flying as a lap child. And so he doesn't have a ticket. He's just kind of added on the reservation. But in order for him to board the plane, he has to have what they call a boarding verification document. So I actually had to stand at the ticket counter with just him and prove that he was under 2 years old. So I had to have his birth certificate and all that. That whole process took almost an hour and a half. And we were at the airport 2 hours ahead of time, thinking that that would be enough time, when really it was cutting it very, very close. So, you know, and of course, like the minute we get up there, like, oh yeah, he's less than two. They didn't even need to see his birth certificate, but It's just the whole process. Like my mother-in-law and my husband, they went through security and took my other two kids ahead of time, so they were already at the gate, and I basically like home aloned it through the airport with my 4-month-old strapped to the front of me. So it was just allot yourself a little bit more time, especially like the week before holidays when everyone is trying to get out of town and go on vacation. We did not think, we had the first flight out at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and we were there about 4 and thinking that it would be enough time, and it was not.
Well, so. You know, I'm sad that happened. You know, that's very, I can totally see your stress, you know, when everybody gets separated, you got to do stuff like that. But hopefully somebody will consider this now, you know, coming up maybe this Thanksgiving and say, you know what? I heard that on a podcast. We better look into that, you know, because that's kind of stuff I would never think of.
But other than that, I mean, the other thing we did was we decided, because my kids don't sleep very well on trips, like in the same bed, and my in-laws were going to have the bedroom in the suite, and my husband and I were going to take one of the fold-downs, that we actually packed twin air mattresses and all the diapers and pull-ups that we were going to need for the trip, and I shipped it ahead of time to our resort. So it was already there when we got there. So that was one less piece of luggage that I had to worry about.
Yes.
And it was just at the front desk waiting for us when we got there, which was really nice. So my kids actually ended up sleeping on air mattresses on the floor just because they don't do well sleeping in beds side by side. So.
Hey, and that, you know what? Shipping stuff ahead of time is a huge, great tip, because a lot of times it can save you money with the, you know, baggage fees. And, you know, also you can order stuff to be delivered, you know, and just, I mean, if it's not expensive stuff, Amazon will deliver it right there to your resort. So good tips. Now,
and we also kind of packed in there like some breakfast stuff, like, you know, some Nutri-Grain bars and Pop-Tarts and that kind of stuff. We packed in there with, you know, the air mattresses and stuff. So we had some breakfast stuff that we'd already purchased ahead of time that we sent down there too. So. And it was nice to have it.
Especially having a suite too. That's awesome, because you have, you know, a little bit more room to have breakfast, you know, instead of a standard hotel room.
Right.
Good stuff. Let me ask you about that.
You know, the Art of Animation, they have the table that comes down too. Yes. So that was nice, because we would fold up the bed and put the table down, and we'd all eat breakfast in the room every morning.
That's just cool looking. Well, forget the utility of the whole thing. That's just awesome. You know, you pull it out of the door. I want one of those here at my house somewhere. I wouldn't need it, but I kind of want it. So tell us about staying.
It was super convenient.
I bet it was. So tell us about, you know, the Lion King suite and how Art of Animation worked out for you. You said, you know, you're really in for the over-the-top decorations, the theming. So what was the stay like? Was it what you expected?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we just being on property in general was fantastic, because the last time we had gone, we'd stayed off in a condo and had to drive in every day, and you just really miss being in the Disney bubble. And it's just so nice to just come back and see all the decorations. And my kids, one day, like I guess it was one afternoon, we just kind of walked around the resort, and just the whole, like everything, the Little Mermaid stuff for my daughter. I mean, we weren't even staying in that section, but just seeing Ursula and King Triton and these huge statues, they were just over the top. They had to take pictures in front of every single one. So we have pictures of them at every single statue, I think.
You know, and I think that's too, you know, a tip for anybody staying at a value down at Walt Disney World is that take advantage of those things, whether at the All-Stars with, you know, the 101 Dalmatians or Herbie the Love Bug, or, you know, over at Pop Century with, you know, Mowgli, and, you know, you got Lady and the Tramp, you know, to do that. I mean, explore your resort. So you made the resort kind of a destination in itself.
Yeah, it was really nice. And also those suites have 2 bathrooms, so that was great getting ready in the morning. Like, you know, my in-laws had 1 bathroom. Us and the kids had the other bathroom. So it was really easy to get everybody ready and out the door before we went to the parks in the morning. So
what did your in-laws think, though, you know, overall with the stay there? Because, you know, I'm sure they're enjoying getting to see the grandkids, spending time. But, you know, it's a different thing to be that, you know, in one, even if it's a suite, one room for that amount of time down at Walt Disney World.
It was actually good. I mean, because we gave them the bedroom, if, you know, they kind of closed the door and had the room to themselves. So that was kind of their hideaway, like late at night, early in the morning, to just get away from the kids. So
that's a good idea. You guys are very nice to do that. That was very kind of you.
Yeah.
I might take the bedroom. I don't know. I guess I'd have to do that if I had my in-laws. I'd have to be nice like that. They might listen. Okay, let me ask you this, too. You're staying on site as opposed to a condo last time. One of the great things of staying on site are things like extra magic hours and Disney's transportation. Did you find the transportation to suit your needs? Did it make it easy for the larger group to maybe come back early if somebody doesn't want to stay the whole time or, you know, get where you need to go?
We really liked the transportation. I mean, the Magical Express was fantastic. Not having to pack car seats and fly with all of those was phenomenal. And then the bus system was great. I mean, the only real problem is packing up a double stroller, but ours folds pretty tight, and that was my husband's job the entire time. So, I mean, he just kind of knew, like, this is what's happening. We're getting in line for the bus, and it's my job to fold the stroller up. So it was good. And my kids really enjoy riding the buses. Like, for them, that's almost like a ride.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah, until you have kids, you don't realize that, because kids are used to being like strapped down with the 5-point harness and the car seat. And it's like, what do you mean I can get on the bus and just sit in a chair like a regular person? They think it's odd to talk to people. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my daughter made friends on the bus every single morning. Just whoever she was sitting next to, whether it was a kid her age or an older lady, like, she was just, you know, we're going to Magic Kingdom today. We're going to do this, 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 and this. And she had the whole plan, and that was a whole part of her trip.
Yeah, you can almost play that game. You mentioned the double stroller. You know, I got a little umbrella stroller that was really nice. It was a McLaren. It cost a fortune. I couldn't believe I spent that much, but I knew we'd be going for years and years, and I wanted a little foldable light thing because I knew we'd be using it. Mm-hmm. But you can almost see, like, I always play a game now. Find the rookie dad getting on a Disney bus, because, you know, they'll have like, you know, I call it like the Jeep stroller. It's as big as my Jeep, you know, and you're folding it eight ways and trying to get it down the aisle at park closing. I guarantee you go home and you learn after a couple bus trips that we have to solve something here. And I'm glad you guys figured it out.
Yeah.
Because you see the like terror in their eyes, like, oh no, I got to get on this bus and it's full. But anyway, so that's something we always play. So let's talk about your time in the park. So what were some of the highlights? You know, what did the kids like? What did the grandparents like? What did you guys like?
I'm trying to think. The first day that we got there, it's kind of a tradition for us now that we just always go to Magic Kingdom first, no matter, you know, kind of what our plans are. So we got there, we ate lunch at Art of Animation. In the food court, which was really good, and a lot of different choices. So that was really nice too. There was something for everybody there. And then headed over to Magic Kingdom, and we just kind of rode kind of our like favorites that we just noticed didn't really have long waits. So we did like Pirates and Haunted Mansion, and my son loves the People Mover. So we rode that like 3 times. And then we headed over to Epcot for the evening, because we had dinner reservations at Chef de France, or however you say that.
Sounds good to me. I'm from St. Louis.
Yeah. Because my mother-in-law is really obsessed with all things France and French, and we had never eaten there before, and so we really wanted to try out something new. We were on the dining plan for the first time this time also, so trying to use up all of our table service credit. So we went and had dinner there.
So what was that like, though? Because I always picture that. I've never eaten there, and I've eaten almost everywhere at Walt Disney World, but I see that as kind of a more uppity restaurant, and you have little kids, so how did that work out for you?
Yeah. It was great. I guess because our party is so big, they kind of sat us in the back where it's almost like the glass windows, and you kind of feel like you're outside, but not really, because everything's enclosed. But I don't know if they just put the loud people back there or what, but we sat back there, and it was great. I mean, I didn't feel like it was uppity at all. It was really good food. They have a lot of different choices, and they have like a couple of prefix menus, and then they also have stuff where it's a la carte, so even on the dining plan. So that was really nice. I don't know. Everybody really enjoyed their meal no matter what they got. So we had a really good time there.
Sounds good. I'm going to have to put that on the list here. Chefs de France. Yeah. There we go. All right. Don't be scared of it, Mike. Let's make this happen. I just can't take my kids because they only eat chicken nuggets.
We also liked it because most of the other meals that we do are character meals, and so they're either buffet or family style, and this allowed everybody, like, their own chance to order what they wanted. Does that make sense? Like,
absolutely.
My kids think it's fun to, like, order off of a menu instead of just, you know, going up to a bar and picking out whatever you want. So that was really,
that
was really fun, too.
Variety's the spice of life. You can't have all buffets, you know, and you can't have all character meals. You got to have some sit-down regular,
exactly.
You know, bring me my food off a menu. I like that. So you guys did two parks your first night, bud. That's a good first day there.
Yes, it was great. So we did Frozen Ever After that night, too. That was the first time we'd ever done that. We had fast passes for that. And my kids met Anna and Elsa because they're huge Frozen fans. And then we also met Baymax that night because Big Hero 6 is one of my favorite movies. So he was super excited to be Baymax. So
nice.
That kind of rounded up the evening. And by that point, I mean, we were going to try to stay for Illuminations, but we just couldn't. It was like 8 o'clock and we had been up since 4 o'clock in the morning and everyone was dead. So
that's what I was going to say.
We went back. Yeah, went to bed.
So you guys had that first flight of the day, you know, getting up early, you know, way early, then doing two parks and, man, and travel. Whew, you guys didn't waste your time there.
No, we didn't. We didn't waste.
Let me ask you this, too, real quick, because I'll forget to throw this in and people will, you know, yell at me for not asking. How's the weather in crowds that time of the year, that the week before Thanksgiving?
Perfect. The year before, we had gone in July because, again, my husband is a teacher and actually so is my mother-in-law. And we had gone July the year before and we said never again will we ever go in the summer. And so we decided on Thanksgiving and it was perfect. It was like mid-70s every day of the week. I think it maybe sprinkled one day that we were there for about 10 minutes. And even like one of the nights, I'm trying to think, our Animal Kingdom night, it even got kind of cold. Like we bundled up our baby in like a big fleece sleeper. And, you know, my kids had jackets on, but they were like, it's kind of cold out here. So it was just really weird because the year before it had been like 100 degrees and rained every day. And
trust me.
And honestly, the crowds were great up until maybe like the Tuesday or Wednesday before Thanksgiving, there was, you know, it was like perfect in the park. So, and even the Tuesday and Wednesday that we were there, we used like crowd calendars on touring plans and stuff like that. So we didn't even really feel it until like actual Thanksgiving Day. We were in Magic Kingdom on Thanksgiving Day and you could really feel the crowds that day. But I mean, up until then, it was great.
So you mentioned you had a cooler night, which is always kind of fun, you know, that time of year almost, you know, especially if you're from somewhere like Texas or, you know, where it's been hot for the last 6 months. It's kind of nice to have a little, you know, bite to the night there. People going to ask about the Christmas decorations. So were things decorated for the holidays there? I mean, I'm sure things were ready to go, right?
They were. They had all of the Christmas trees up in Epcot and the Magic Kingdom, and they had wreaths on everything, and during that week they were doing the where Elsa lights the castle.
She
freezes the castle. Yep. They did that like every night we were there for, you know, in the Magic Kingdom, and so that was really cool to see. And then I'm trying to think, they just like all of the trees are up, and I think Santa was in Hollywood Studios, but or maybe it was Santa Goofy. But we didn't wait to see him. He had a really long line. But, yeah, they had, I mean, all of, it's Christmas full force the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So there's not really a whole lot of Thanksgiving stuff up. It just kind of goes straight to Christmas.
That's right. It goes Halloween and boom, next day it's Christmas. Hello. Forget the turkeys.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Thanksgiving needs a better publicist or something, you know, just doesn't bring in the revenue like Christmas. So anyway, all right. So walk us through some of the highlights of the rest of your times in the parks. You know, maybe not day by day, but some of the memories you guys made that really still stick out a year later.
Let's see. The second day of our trip, we went to Hollywood Studios, but we are not like huge fans of the food at Hollywood Studios. So we actually walked over to Epcot and had lunch at Garden Grill. Which we had never eaten at before. And I think that may be one of our favorite restaurants now. We will probably go there every time. The food was really good. My kids love the characters. It's like classic Mickey and Pluto and Chip and Dale. And I mean, the characters come back over and over again. I think we saw each of them like 3 or 4 times while we were there. So that was really fun. And they're just like, the interactions are just really cute there. I mean, they're good at other restaurants, but they like sat down in our booth with us and like put whipped cream on my son's nose from his dessert and stuff like that. Like, it was just very cute. And we just had a really good time there. I'm trying to think. We also did Ohana for breakfast, our Animal Kingdom morning. And we had never eaten there before. And that was also really good because my kids love Lilo and Stitch. And that's really fun, too, because they got to do the parade and dance around. And the Polynesian is just really, really pretty.
So, I always make sure I get over there. You know, I don't stay there, but I always have a meal there, whether right. It's Kona, Ohana, or
like,
even Captain Cook's.
I'll ever be able to stay here, but I would just really like to be in this building.
That's so neat. So, I can't afford it, but I can have a meal there every year. You know, that's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really fun. I'm trying to think of other stuff that we did. What else? My kids rode Seven Dwarfs Mine Train for the second time, but this time they actually enjoyed it. So that was really fun.
Yeah, okay.
The first time they rode it, they really hated it and were like scared to death of it and thought we had, you know, taken away their favorite toy because we made them ride it. This time we like basically forced them to get back on it again because we thought they would enjoy it, and they did. So it was really fun. I'm trying to think. It was just really fun going with my youngest son, who he's 4 months old at the time, and, you know, not like a ton that he can do, but I mean, it was just fun, like, to have like our entire family there, and he got to ride, I mean, a ton of stuff when you think about it for being 4 months old. And he just basically leapt on the front of me. I had like a baby carrier and he just hung out the whole time. And, you know, it was fun to be together for the week of Thanksgiving. So that was just, it was nice to be on vacation. We kind of took it a little bit slower this time because we'd been there once before. So we just, you know, took it easy and kind of didn't try to go crazy this time.
Well, plus having the in-laws there, I'm sure, was a great asset. You know, not only but that you were making memories as an extended family, but also just to have the extra set of hands with the kids, right?
Yeah, it was super nice. So we did take advantage of Rider Switch a lot because my mother-in-law actually really likes roller coasters. So she is not one that wants to stay with the kids. She wants to, like, get on there and go with us.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah, we did Rider Switch a lot, which was also really nice because, like, in Epcot and stuff, we could split up our fast passes. So half of our group would get fast pass for Soarin', the other half would get fast pass for Test Track, and then we'd rider swap both of them. So
nice.
We were actually able to get, we're kind of able to cheat the Tier 1 system a little bit. So.
That's it.
It's really nice.
Have kids to get extra, quote, fast passes.
Exactly. So that was really nice. And then actually on Thanksgiving Day, it was really, you know, it was kind of nice. We got up and we got ready and checked out of the hotel and left all of our luggage with Bell Services and then headed straight to Magic Kingdom and did Splash Mountain and Big Thunder Mountain. My kids love those rides. We could probably ride Splash Mountain just over and over and over again. And then we had lunch at Pecos Bill's, which it was kind of funny because they were doing like a special Thanksgiving lunch. So they had the turkey and the dressing and green beans and pumpkin pie and the whole 9 yards. And my mother-in-law and I literally looked at each other and was like, this is awesome. And we didn't have to cook it. So,
well, it's awesome too. I mean, I'm thinking about that. I'm cracking up here in the studio thinking, you're at Pecos Bill's having Thanksgiving meal, you know, because it used to be burgers. Now it's like Tex-Mex fajitas, you know, and tacos and burritos and stuff. But to have things, I mean, that's almost like a dream of mine. As I'm thinking about this, that is brilliant. You can go to Pecos Bill's and have Thanksgiving meal. I love it.
And I think we were trying to ask one of the cast members, I think that most of the quick service restaurants were doing it that day. Like they had the option. Because Pecos Bill still had the tacos, because I think my husband still got, I don't know what he got. He got like a taco burger or something. I don't know, because he didn't want the turkey. But The rest of us got all of the Thanksgiving stuff, and it was great. It was really good, actually. So we said every year we're going to end up going back on Thanksgiving so we don't have to cook and we can just come to Disney World.
That's what people said. So. You know what? That's why Pam Forrester goes to Walt Disney World for Christmas. She goes, I don't have to deal with all the other stuff. You know, we just get to be a family and, you know, we sit down at a meal, don't have to cook it, don't have to invite people. You know, it just, it takes all the stress out of the holidays for them because they have family like all over the country. And it's a challenge to be able to see everybody. Yeah. So I mean, that's one of the reasons they go to Walt Disney World for Christmas.
Yeah. It makes total sense now.
Interesting.
So, and then, I mean, our flight was, we had the late flight that night. I think it left at like 6. And so we headed back to our resort a little bit after lunch. I think we did maybe one or two more things, but then headed back to the resort to catch the Magical Express back. So
good old Tragical Express on the back end of the trip.
I know.
It's not happy.
It really is.
Anyway, so, well, as we wrap this up, it's been fun talking about this trip, and now I'm just dying for, you know, something turkey as we're recording. Like, you know, really outstanding memories or lessons learned, anything to leave our listeners with here as we close out this Monday show?
I would say just really, like, if you have kids, really take advantage of the rider switch because it's so nice to just be able to, all of us, be able to ride a ride. Because my father-in-law kept wanting to volunteer to stay out and just wait with our kids. And we're like, no, that's why we have this whole rider switch thing. And so everybody can ride and, you know, we don't have to wait. And I mean, he was more than willing, but it's a really good system that they have. And it's very convenient if you use it. I'm trying to think, just if you're going to fly before the holidays, just make sure you're at the airport early.
Always. So, always. Yeah. I'm the kind of person, I'd rather be, you know, 5 hours early than like 10 minutes late. That's just my personality. So that you're preaching to the choir here. All right. Well, Jackie, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're very, very busy, and I hear the kids back there, and hopefully they're having a great day as well. And I hope they had a great Disney vacation, and we'll have to do it again next time the crew heads down to Walt Disney World.
All right.
Thanks again. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you. You're welcome. Thank you. Today's show brought to you by The Wisdom of Walt. Two good reads, The Wisdom of Walt and Beyond The Wisdom of Walt, the newest book from author Jeff Barnes. Drop by thewisdomofwalt.com today. It's fall. It's cool. Get a blanket. Get a book. Snuggle up. Think about Walt Disney World and Disneyland. Two separate books and a new adventure for those friends of The Wisdom of Walt. You got a new read in Beyond The Wisdom of Walt. So check them out today. You can also pick them up on Amazon over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Also, don't forget about our friends over at touringplans.com. They're going to steer you clear of the crowds and help you see the most of Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and Universal on your next vacation. So check them out over at touringplans.com. Also, don't forget, when you shop online, and especially as the holidays come up, we really, really would appreciate it if you'd support us. When you're doing that online shopping, please use our affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It supports the show very, very much, and it helps us pay the bills. And again, please do support us, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, when you do your online shopping. Give us a follow on the social media on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, and drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to cut you loose here on this Monday. Hopefully you're having a great start to your week. We'll be back again on Wednesday answering your listener questions. So for Jackie, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.